TGIF Radio, serving the virgins of the greater Northwest area. I'm your co-host today, my name is Bogdan.
It's awesome that we're serving them. Like, how are we serving them? I mean, we're not serving them very efficiently.
We're keeping them virgins. So we're...
That's such a service. We're like...
Okay, we're serving their parents by making sure they don't have underage sex, so that they don't have babies, and,
Oh, so it's like
the lives.
We're doing the community service.
Yeah.
We're all
the government. This should be a tax refundable thing right here. We should get a tax refund.
We can collect taxes off of this. We don't make any income. How does that work? We just get money.
Government pays us to keep guys single.
Make podcasts. Get money. That's,
you know what? That is the meaning of life right there.
Make podcasts and get money. Copyright. We just copyrighted that right there. So if you steal this from us, we're going to sue you, even though we don't have enough money for lawyers. But we will eventually. Because
the government will bring us lawyers. Because we're doing the mistakes.
Government lawyer?
Yeah.
Do you know a government lawyer?
No.
Oh, I wish I did.
Yeah, me too.
Nobody? No, is anyone in your family actually a lawyer? Because I know no one in my family is. And it always seems to me that...
I got a doctor, some colonel, and then I got a cop, a couple cops, state trooper.
A colonel?
Yeah.
Cool.
In the United States Intelligence. He's on the top secret level, too.
Fancy.
I know. I asked him what he does for a living. That's what he told me.
He told you he can't tell you.
Yeah. Actually, he said it more like, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh,
but
well, yeah.
I don't think he could kill
But that's extremely cliche. I'm sure he'd do something worse.
Oh, yeah. Guantanamo Bay, here I come.
Yay! We're going to Gitmo.
Hear about what they did to prisoners at Gitmo?
Lots of stuff.
Yep. Made them smell their socks.
Wow. That's awful.
I know, that's what the Democrats said. I thought it was interrogation.
Nobody should smell your socks. If
that's not interrogation, that's,
Even you.
I know, I don't even smell my socks, I mean, seriously.
Is that,
There we go. When I rule the world, that's gonna be my execution technique.
People smelling their own socks until they die.
No, people smelling my socks until their heads explode.
Oh, no, I think a better one would be beating people with socks filled with quarters. Huh?
Why quarters? Why not pennies?
Well, yeah, pennies are worthless, so we don't care if we get blood on them. So, yeah, socks filled with pennies.
Plus, they're refundable.
That, and, well, you can fit more of them in there, so I guess it would kind of mold into
more dimes. Those are smaller.
But those are actually worth, worth something, though.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking pennies.
Why are nickels? They're bigger, but
yeah.
they're not worth as much.
Nickels are probably worth even less than pennies.
They are, because, you know, they take so much room in your wallet. Or in your pocket, and it just feels uncomfortable.
Plus, I think nickel is more fun to say.
Nickel.
Yeah, but, and nickels are a lot more heavy, I think. They might be almost as heavy as quarters.
That's true.
I wanna weigh some coins now, but I don't... Yeah. I don't have a scale.
Yeah.
Ah, crap. But who was... Wasn't there, at one point, I think there were, like, half of a cent, pennies, and, like, 3 cent coins. Like, there were really weird values, like, around the time of the Civil War.
Yeah, like, there was
like
a $25 bill.
25 bucks?
Yeah.
Huh. I've heard...
There was also... There was a 25, a 15, and a 30, and 35.
There's still $2 bills.
I know, I have one.
I don't know where mine are. I might have spent them. No, but they started making those again.
They did?
Because, Well, I'm not sure if they started making them again, or they made them for a while and then they stopped making them. It was something about, hey, you don't... This isn't an accident or anything. These $2 bills, they're real money. You can go out and spend them. So here, take some. Take it now.
Like, yeah, the government is literally throwing money at us.
No, they're not.
Well, they're throwing money into their budget.
Yeah, well,
basically going right back at us.
No, it's not.
They print money a lot.
Yeah, but, well, that's one thing I do. I know how much it costs to make a penny and how much it costs to make a nickel. Like, maybe as of last year. It might be kind of old, but whatever. I know it anyway. But how much does it cost to make paper money? Like, I imagine that ink is pretty expensive, because that's a curious
shade of green. I think they actually put marijuana in there, too.
No.
Oh.
They don't. No, that's just.
Well, then they have those little strips in there that make it so you can't, like, counterfeit it. Those probably cost a lot of money. If for a $1 bill, it probably takes, like, 10 to make it.
Because I think the way they do that, they put the strip in there. I don't know if they have to, like, weave it. That seems really. That seems way too difficult. Or they just take two pieces of paper. Like, one's the front half of the bill.
I think there's actually a lot of them. Little strips of paper, and then you gotta get it right in there, or else you can't see.
Really? Because I remember one time I had, like, a bill from, I don't know, somewhere close to India.
We could figure out how to counterfeit money.
That everyone knows that they would get rich. That's how it works, you know. But, I know one time I had a bill from somewhere around India. And it had the strip on it, but it was kind of silver, and it didn't just go right through the paper. It just kind of weaved in and out of it, so it looked like a dotted line on the piece of paper. Huh. And I just pulled it out one day, and it was just like a little piece of really, really thin tin foil. It was
That's pretty cool.
I know. So I think they don't make money the same everywhere.
Mm-mm.
So.
I don't watch know. How it's made when they made money and there was
Some
mint and then there was this big burly dude standing in front of the door and you know what I felt like? That I could take him, he was that fat.
Well, wait, did it show coins money or dollars?
Papers.
Well, why didn't you, did it show anything about the strip or?
No, it didn't, it just said the strip was there.
Here it is, a strip. Moving on. That's how they did it?
Well, they showed us the strip. It's just a little tiny, 1/16th of an inch strip, and then, bam, they turned it off and turned how it's made off, and then boom, there it was, money running through.
They made a magical strip. Wait, so they showed the strip outside of the bill, or they just said there's a strip in there?
They showed it outside of the bill.
You just have to take our word. Oh, that's cool.
And then they showed it inside of the
bill. What did it look like outside of it?
It just looked like a strip, and then it just had, the markings of the amount of money it was worth.
Oh. Because I know...
What if they misprinted dollar bills and put the $100 strip in there?
It's not going to be worth $100.
But then counterfeiters would go to bank with that, because all they have to take is a $1 bill, and then counterfeit two zeros on the ends, and there was a $100 bill.
No, because, for one thing, Benjamin Franklin's on the $100 bill. And $1 bills don't have the strip in them. It's only fives, tens, twenties, and fifties, and hundreds.
So why are we counterfeiting $1 bills?
Because it's easier. You don't have to get the strip in them.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you start counterfeiting $1 bills, we are not liable for the charges.
Well, duh. What? Everyone has thought of counterfeiting money at one point. I'm pretty sure that's, everyone's...
Mormons. Goody two-shoes.
And people who live in jungles. No offense to people who live in jungles.
Dude, people who don't live in jungles aren't going to be listening to our podcast.
They could by some miracle of worldwide networking. You know?
Or they could have superpowers.
Oh, they're listening to us right now? And they're live?
Oh, snap, dude.
Just look around.
Can they see me?
I want to wear a tinfoil hat and protect my brainwaves. I don't know
how. Oh, have you seen the commercials for that new movie? Like Paul or something?
Paul!
Yeah!
Kind of want to watch that, yeah.
Yeah, me too, but it's
because honestly, Simon Pegg just cracks me up.
Dude, I'd love it. We are actually marketing for Paul, so ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and watch Paul. It is supposed to be an awesome movie.
We're not. What do you mean we're marketing? We're not marketing for it. We're just. We don't even know if it's
awesome. We're advertising.
Yet. We don't even know if it's awesome yet. One thing I will say, I've heard several reviews of Battle Los Angeles. Apparently it's a watered down version of I got a burp. Watered down version of District 9.
I haven't even seen District 9.
District 9 is I thought it was. I'd give it a 6. Out of 10, yeah, because, I don't know, it's been like a year since I've seen that. I just didn't think it was very, the storyline was, really jumbled. I don't think it gave enough background information for me to feel, satisfied that the story was over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, but Battle Los Angeles, apparently, in the very short parts where, the movie just stops and people have to, say dialogue. It's just the corniest and most boring dialogue you ever heard. And it's extremely cliche. Like, they're just hiding in a bunker, and it's like, you ready for this? Okay, soldier, let's go. And then they start fighting again. It's just, I imagine that having to sit through that would be really awkward.
You know what? I want the aliens to invade.
You do?
Like, seriously, how awesome would that be if you just go put, like, a whip butt on some aliens? And I've also wanted to Spartan kick someone. Although I've done it, but I want to Spartan kick an alien.
You did kick Sam.
I also kicked Skylar through a door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was walking down the hall. I was like, I ran down the hall, and I started screaming, "This is Sparta!" I turn around, right as I was flying through the air, going at him, I hit him right in the side of his chest while he was crossing his arms, and then he flew back into a door and out it.
That's awesome. Did the door close, and then he was stuck outside?
No, he was just laying there. The door was, like, hitting his leg. He was like, "Aw, you jackass."
That's a cool story, bro. No, but on the subject of aliens invading, yeah, everyone thinks that would be awesome, except for the people who don't believe in aliens. They would just be like, "Oh crap, I was wrong," and then they get like a giant.
And then we'd laugh at them.
And then we watch them get proven. And we're just like, "You were wrong."
As we sit there with 50 cows bringing down the alien hordes.
Yes. But what if they were nice aliens? Would you kill them anyway?
Yeah! Start the freaking war!
Oh, come on. What? You would kill them anyway? Really?
Well, if they were nice aliens, but if they were hot aliens, that's a different thing.
Bogdan just wants an alien with, like, 3 boobs. And he's picturing it right now. I see
actually,
that glassy-eyed look on your face.
There are medical cases where men were born with 3 boobs. Pecs. And there were other cases where women were also. Dude, stop laughing like that.
Don't you know what that is, though? That's the stoner laugh.
Oh, yeah. But you're like, not a stoner. You're really far away from a stoner.
I know, but if this was a real stoner laugh, we'd be laughing about Cheetos or something.
remember that Jesus Cheeto?
Jesus Cheeto.
Yeah, the Cheeto that looked like it was Jesus praying.
No. Wait, when was this? Jesus Cheeto? I'm looking that up. That actually sounds familiar to me, but it was, I remember it being like a Barack Obama potato. Like, I know that was a potato that looked like Barack Obama.
Jesus.
Okay,
Cheeto.
We just found a picture of it. That doesn't look like Jesus at all.
I know, but everybody was going crazy saying it was the Jesus Cheeto. I think it's
it looks like
a couple $1,000.
It looks like a fried baby fetus or a sheep with no eyes.
Sheep with no eyes.
I don't know. It just it doesn't look quite right. I'm just trying to think of it not as a Cheeto. Did they sell it on eBay?
I bet they did.
No, but Jesus Cheeto. Yeah, but interesting question. What do you prefer? The original Cheetos or the puffy ones?
Puffy
ones? I don't know. I'm really I've always been the original crunchy Cheeto kind of person. I've had those all my life, so I don't.
Well, I love Cheetos. They're awesome.
You know what's really awesome? Sun Chips. You ever had those?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
I love Sun Chips.
Why are they so good? But then
because they can't be bad.
But I was, there was a thing like maybe 6 months ago or so. There was actually a certain period of time. It was maybe only 3 or 4 months where all of the Sun Chips bags were biodegradable.
Like
you could bury them in dirt, and they would rot away after maybe a month or so. But then people were sending in complaints because the bag they're too loud. Like if I want to eat them chips in the middle of the night, then it wakes up my roommate. So can you please change the chip bag back? It's too noisy.
That's retarded.
I know. It's a way to kind of maybe a little bit help save the Earth, and people were just complaining about the noise of it.
What kind of people are you? Seriously.
It's just a bad reason to... And they did it.
Not
they
that got, I care about saving the Earth. I just like the fact that they were in new bags.
Such a liar. We know you love the planet. You have your own tree, so you can hug it whenever you want. Right?
Right before I chop it down.
No, but they did it, too. They got rid of the bags. But I think maybe 2 months ago... yeah, I know this is really old news. I'm sorry. But they brought the bags back, and they're supposed to be... less noisy. They said the loudest they've gotten the bags to crinkle was at 70 decibels, which is,
you know what,
about the same noise level of a normal conversation.
See, what the point is here is the Cheetos took the bags off, they threw them in a storeroom.
No. Sun chips.
Oh, they took the sun chips that were in those bags, threw them in a large storeroom. And then 2 months later, they brought the same stinking bags out and said, "Look, it's quiet, you dumb people, believe it."
No, I think the bags are actually distinctly different. I think what's different is, I don't remember the article.
Seriously, you tell people anything and they'll believe it. You tell them...
No, this is on...
You tell them you walked on the moon and they'll believe it.
No, they won't.
I know.
I'm pretty sure you gotta be at least 18 to go on the moon. Just a hunch. Or a monkey.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger walked on the moon, and they will believe it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So some people think California is Iraq. Those are the same people. But, I mean, honestly...
Go FEMA.
But, honestly, people are so dumb. Yes, I don't like dumb people. Except when you mess with them, and then they're funny. But then then they're all like, "Go away! We don't need your kind here. Go segregate yourself in Kansas or something. I don't know. Just go away for a while. Make the world
why
better."
Kansas? There's some hot girls in Kansas.
I just picked a random... Why are the hot girls in Kansas?
Because I saw...
Describe.
A girl in Kansas.
You still like farmer's daughters?
I don't know.
I don't...
Farmer's daughters? There you go.
And on that note, we are running really short on time. We should probably actually kind of just... turn this off, though. But thank you for listening, everyone.
All virgins!
We're sorry Jared wasn't here. We'll yell at him later.
Yeah. He'll be here next week, probably.
Probably. No guarantees.
60%, stay virgin!
60% sure. Have a good one.
Alright, bye.
Bye.